And also looking at this case, this sad case of Elsie Harworth, who gave her dad a kidney, but is now, well, not bouncing back the way she thought, but finding it very hard to get any compensation for the loss she suffers in terms of income and medical costs, when she has really saved the taxpayer an awful amount of money, an awfully large amount of money, through her act of generosity, of selfless generosity to her father. Well, to discuss, and also we talked to her aunt earlier this morning, who said that her father would like to help her more, but he has been told by people in the medical profession that the recipient of an organ is discouraged from helping the donor of an organ, because then you might be monetizing the idea of organ donation. Well, to discuss the ethics of this and whether or not we've got the balance right, we're joined now by Dr. Eric Crampton. He's head of research with the New Zealand Initiative in Wellington. Eric, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Do you think this is an issue we need to be concerned about? I know a lot of Kiwis are concerned when they read Ms. Howarth's story.
Oh, we should definitely be concerned about it. We have a huge shortage of organs. The only way of really filling the gap, especially around kidneys, is through live transplant. But we impose huge burdens on those who make that kind of gift. We make it very difficult for them. They have to take time off work, and they aren't adequately compensated for it.
Okay, so what, to your mind, or to the initiative's mind, might be the answer to this issue?
Well, I think that we should be doing a lot more to compensate live organ donors. I know that there's a members' bill coming up that would go some way towards that, that would compensate for about 80% of lost earnings. Israel adopted an even more generous program around 2008, where they pay you based on 40 days lost wages. And if you're unemployed, you're paid based on the minimum wage. You're also given a week's stay in a luxury recuperation resort and reimbursement of ongoing medical or other costs for the next 5 years. And they more than doubled their number of live kidney transplants after having done this, if you compare like 2007 through 2014. The other important thing that they did, to my mind, was give priority to live organ donors if they should ever need an organ in future. Because the last thing that you want to have happen is after you make that gift, that your other one fails. If those live donors knew that they'd be at the front of the queue if something went wrong with the remaining organ, it would make them a lot more happy to go and make that gift.
Is Israel a world leader in this?
Israel's got a very effective new system. They are not one of the world leaders in organ donation rates. They've made a lot of progress in improving things, but they've still got a long way to go. They had a pre-existing very low rate, similar to New Zealand's, but they've improved a lot.
Okay. Does the research tell us that financial hardship is a disincentive for those who would otherwise give organs?
Well, we know that if you're going to require somebody to take a month off work, you're going to discourage a lot of people from being able to do that. Like, who has the resources to be able to do that? You're effectively restricting live organ donation to those who already have a fair bit of wealth. And if you're lucky enough to have a rich relative who can take a month off of work, then you might be able to get an organ if they're a good match. Otherwise, you might be out of luck, and I don't think that's particularly fair. I've supervised an honors thesis that turned into a master's when I was still at Canterbury, and there the student, Liz Prasad, was showing that dialysis costs us about $280,000 in lifetime cost compared to $150,000 for a transplant. There's a lot of room there for compensating donors, making people's lives better off, and still saving the government a whole pile of money. It's ridiculous that we're not doing it.
Okay. Others would say, though, that we have to be very careful that we don't make kidneys commodities and, all the sorts of bad practice and dodgy practice that might result in that.
I think those concerns are overblown when we have it done through the state system. So the horror story is always like rich people buying poor people's organs and shutting people out of the system. But where it's all done through a public health system anyways, all the doctors are paid, the medical orderlies are paid, everybody in the system's paid except for the guy who's given up a kidney. And that doesn't seem particularly right.
Okay. Dr. Crampton, who's sponsoring this members' bill?
I believe that's Chris Bishop's.
Okay.
And it was drawn from the ballot in the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we'll get some progress there. I think we could go even further, though, especially by giving priority to live donors should they ever need an organ in future.
Yeah, I can see how that would help increase, because it is a risk that people are taking. Isn't it a huge risk? And our shortfall is about...
It's actually not that risky. The outcomes for live donors in other countries are pretty good. It's a lot less risky than, say, like working on a fishing boat or being in the logging industry. But people still are a bit... it's a worry that they've got. So anything we can do to alleviate that will help.
Okay, and... You would also support the idea of, you know, a week in a recuperation facility, 40 days paid, wage compensation?
I think we could do a lot more to help live organ donors, to assist them in making that decision and make the whole process a lot more comfortable for them. I don't know how far we'd want to necessarily go in that, but we can do a lot better than we are.
Dr. Crampton, I thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Most enlightening.
No problem
most
at all.
Enlightening. Cheers. Dr. Eric Crampton, didn't ask him how often he showered or bathed either, did I? Maybe we'll try and get hold of Chris Bishop, the MP who's sponsoring this bill, to find out what is happening there. Man, Israel have also got some religious issues about body parts and things that might cause them problems, I imagine, with organ donation. In China, it's fine, because they don't seem to be running out of Falun Gong members, do they? Some of you will get what that was about, some of you.